Good morning, students. Having gone through the benefits of cultivating good speaking skills in the module Extempore, now let's focus our attention on yet another most popular mode of communication, debate. What is debate? A debate is a formal discussion or a structured contest about an issue or a resolution. It involves two sides, one which supports a resolution and the other opposing it. It is bound by rules previously agreed upon. It may be judged to declare the winning team. It is commonly used in democratic societies to explore and resolve issues and problems. In classrooms, the topic for debates is guided by knowledge, skill, value outcome as envisioned in the curriculum. Debates usually have three groups. One team supports a resolution, which is the affirmative team or the for team. The other team is the opposing team or the against team. The judging may be done by the teacher or a small group of students who are not involved. In public debate competitions, a panel of judges may be assigned the task of judging. A specific resolution is developed and rules for the debate are also established. Now to debate preparation. Develop the resolution to be debated. Then organize the teams. Establish the rules of the debate, including timelines. Research the topic and prepare logical arguments. Gather supporting evidence and examples for the position taken, for or against. Anticipate counter arguments and prepare rebuttals. Team members plan order and content for speaking in debate. Now, how to conduct a debate? A typical sequence for debate with suggested timelines is as follows. The first speaker on the affirmative team presents arguments in support of the resolution. The time given is 5 to 10 minutes. The first speaker on the opposing team presents opposing the resolution. For them also, 5 to 10 minutes is permitted. The second speaker on the affirmative team presents further arguments in support of the resolution, identifies areas of conflict, and answers questions that may have been raised by the opposition speaker. 5 to 10 minutes is the time allotted. The rules may include a short recess for teams to prepare their rebuttals. 5 minutes is given for that. The opposition team begins with the rebuttal, attempting to defend the opposing arguments and to defeat the supporting arguments without adding any new information. 3 to 5 minutes is allotted. First rebuttal of the affirmative team, also 3 to 5 minutes, is accepted. Each team gets a second rebuttal for closing statements, with the affirmative team having the last opportunity to speak. 3 to 5 minutes each. There cannot be any interruptions. Speakers must wait for their turns. The teacher may need to enforce the rules. Now to post-debate discussion and assessment. When the formal debate is finished, allow time for debriefing and discussion. Members of the audience should be given an opportunity to ask questions and to contribute their own thoughts and opinions on the arguments presented. Members of the debate teams may also wish to reflect on their performance and seek feedback from the audience, including the teacher. If some form of assessment was part of the debate plan, it would be conducted at this time. Assessment could be conducted by the teacher or the judging team or the entire class. Establish expectations, if any, for assessment of the debate. That is the rubric. Next, merits. Merits of conducting a debate. It is an opportunity for meaningful listening, speaking, and writing practice. It encourages analytical thinking. It develops fluency. It is a very interesting and very motivating technique to acquire language skills. For examples, refer to the module. The different types of debates are ping pong debate, teams debate, and two team debate. refer the module for more details. Thank you.